Okay, I'm back, Karen.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, I'm all, my computer was like stuck and I'm like, ugh, let me try to restart it, but I finally kept hitting escape and then it finally did it. Okay. So no business problem. Name, okay, all he's saying is to list your dad as an owner. Okay.
Okay.
His name doesn't have to be on the certificate of insurance. So what he told me is list him as owner. His name not being on COI is okay. It's okay that his name's not on the certificate of insurance. Business name and address should be on the COI and matching what we have in our manager. Okay?
Okay.
So let's just go back so we make sure we have all the T's crossed and I's dotted. So the business name shows as Brass Lawn Care and Landscaping on the certificate of insurance.
Yeah, then it has LLC at the end.
LLC. Okay, perfect. And then now your mom's name is listed on there. Here's what I'm going to recommend. Put your mom as the owner, okay, because you're also getting the licensing for the lawn care, right? So you definitely want to put her, sorry, my phone's going off up here. You definitely want to also put her down as the owner because when you guys get the license for the lawn care, they're going to want that to match. Okay. So because it'll be her name on the actual license. You know what I mean? So I suggest fill it out with her name and there's a part on there and I'll kind of walk you through it too. Where it's going to ask if there's another owner, that's when you're going to mention your dad's name.
Okay.
Not a problem. So this way, they do the background check on both, and there's no hiccups or anything. This way, it's already done. So when you guys get the license for the lawn care, you just submit the license to us so we can make sure that you guys also get found for that category as well. Okay?
Okay.
For the Google guarantee. All right. So I'm sending you right now, I'm resending that email for the Google guarantee that shows you the breakdown, okay?
Okay.
And it's the one that I sent you before, but except this one, I went ahead and added the snow removal to it. So this way you know if you shut off the landscaping and the lawn care categories, then you only keep on the snow removal when that season hits, then you're paying the minimum monthly budget of the snow removal is $313, but your cost per lead is $24. Okay? So that way you have that there for you.
Okay.
Okay. So let me send you this. Now, are we going to charge the $250 application fee on the same card that we have on file?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me have my manager set that up while I start going through the notes with you. Let's see here.
And then just in case if the line happens to disconnect, I'm over here trying to find the charger.
It's okay.
You can call me at my 741 number.
Okay. No worries. Yeah.
Just in case.
I won't think you hung up on me. I'm going to be like, oh, my gosh, you just hung up on me.
Okay. So now are we going to go ahead and pay the $250 today, or is it when we are done with that?
You will pay the $250 today. I'm going to send you the application, and then I'm going to schedule a client interview, okay? I want to schedule the client interview so this way they can just go over everything, and then we can, you know, as quickly as possible get that background check started too. So we could either, we're not here on Monday, right? So we could either do possibly the client interview on either tomorrow, depending on how your schedule looks, or on Tuesday. I want to give you guys time, too, to have the application filled out, but I kind of also want to go over it with you so you kind of have an idea what to fill out, okay?
Okay. Yeah, we can do tomorrow. I'm working tomorrow.
Okay. Awesome. So they're making you work tomorrow, huh? What's he going to do when you're on maternity leave?
Right. It's funny because he said he makes jokes about it. I know he's half serious. He's like, oh, well, your mom will come over and she can help with the baby. And while she's with the baby, she can help me with a couple of
work.
Things on the laptop. Yeah.
You're like, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me go over some of the notes here that I'm just going to notate. Name a person you spoke to. Okay. So I'm going to put your dad's name on here. I'm going to notate all of you guys on here. Stacy Marin. And I'm going to put on here. She's owner, wife. And then Karen, I'm notating you. You're the daughter, manager, right?
Yeah.
You wear a lot of hats. Your dad's lucky that he has you, you know? He really is.
Thank you. That's what I tell him. I'm like, where's my bonus?
Oh, right? Do you need me to tell him? I'm going to tell you why, Karen, because you know what? I speak with business owners all the time, right? And a lot of them are doing everything on their own, and they really don't have anyone to help them. So you can imagine what they go through daily, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I got that, and then we got the categories. Okay, hours of operation. Let me look back at what we have. Your dad's hours set for. I have a Monday through Sunday, or Saturday, excuse me, 6 to 6.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Monday through Saturday. All right. So I'm just going to go over these questions with you. They're going to sound kind of silly, but I'm just going to go over them. Does a client have 5 existing Google ad reviews? We're not going to worry about that because you guys are currently our client. So we're helping you generate reviews. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm putting yes, current client. And let's see here. Have you guys been working on your reviews as well?
Yeah, I've actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you know that there's a way. Have you gone into the client dashboard by chance?
Yeah, I have, like, here and there. So I'm checking
okay.
out.
I can show you an easy way to do it where you can actually, from your client dashboard, you guys can actually request reviews from your past clients.
Okay.
And I'll show you how you could do that. It's real simple. Now, does a client have an existing Google ad? No. Google guaranteed ad? No. Let's see. Does a client have, we got that. Current. Here, current client, and then is client willing to go through background check with us and the third party background check provider? Yes. Does client have and willing to provide social security number to us and the third party? Yes. So on the application, you're going to put your dad's social, your mom's social. And when you do the background check, they might request it again, or they're going to ask for the front and back, the driver's license, okay, as I had mentioned to you. Now, are you willing to provide the driver's license, identification card, or passport to us and the third party? Yes. So that's how they'll verify that that's who they're doing the background check on. And then, so it'll be the third party. Client's willing to provide the documentation. Does the client understand they need to complete the background check? Yes. Now, is client aware that the background identity check communications may come from two? So, as I mentioned to you, it's not going to be Google messaging you for the background check. It's either going to be Pinkerton or Evident ID. Once we know who it is that they've assigned to do the background check, we will follow up with you to let you know. Okay?
Okay.
And then I'm putting not required. Not required for landscaping and snow removal verticals is in process. So I'll notate that later. Does client have certificate of insurance? Yes. Okay, got that. Okay, so now let me go here, and you guys are going to be getting a receipt for that as well. Now, mm-hmm. the client interview, should it be done with you, your dad? Who do you want the client interview done with? Typically, you handle it all, right? When you guys did the client interview, was it you and your dad?
I think it was just him, because I don't think I was working that day. But it's usually just me. He doesn't tell me anything or does anything that they ask for.
Okay. So should we do the client interview with your dad tomorrow or?
Let's do it with me for tomorrow.
With you. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's.
Out on the
You're like, he's super busy. Got it. No worries. Okay. What time do you want for the client interview?
Let's see tomorrow. We can do my time, 4 o'clock. So I think that's
4 o'clock.
So that would be 2 o'clock your time.
Yeah. Let me see what I have. It looks like we have, let me see. Let me go here. Can we book? I'm just looking to see if it's available. I'm waiting for them to respond because I want to make sure I could put you in for that time. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to text you. The application, you get, oh man,